Converting office space to residential housing is possible, but there are differences in the plumbing, electrical, and ventilation systems. That's according to Mark Stapp with ASU's W.P. Carey School. He says zoning also plays a role.
You know, zoning's a big problem sometimes because there are places where people don't want apartments. And you may get a lot of pushback from a neighborhood, for instance, that backs up to the building where they're quite happy because in the evening, nobody's in the office building.
Even if an owner is able to meet all the requirements to convert a property, people experiencing homelessness need more than just a roof over their heads. That's according to Alan Stevenson, Phoenix's Planning and Development Director.
It's not just residential that's needed. It is life skills, job training, drug and alcohol, other mental health issues, lots of other support things that have to go into providing services for homeless.
Stevenson says in order to convert a property for a homeless shelter, a special permit could be needed. Amanda Day, KJZZ News.